We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So I'm afraid this is going to be a theme going forward, where we're going to find people who have worked for companies, you know, not new people, not somebody who just got hired last week and they're trying to play some game with their new employer, or being lazy and they get fired for some frivolous action. But, you know, real employees who have put in their time, who've been deemed responsible employees, but they have worries about the vaccine, whether that's legit or not. I'm not anti-vaccine, just so you know. I'm not trying to perpetuate that idea. But, you know, people, I think smart, thoughtful people have some anxiety about this. Or maybe they had another vaccine and they spent a week in the hospital thinking they were going to die, and they're just not ready to line up like the rest of us to do this. And who am I to tell you what you have to do with your body? Is that not the refrain we've heard about other issues for decades here? And is it suddenly not legitimate to make that argument in this case? You're a horrible person who deserves to be squashed and impoverished if you believe that now? Shouldn't we as a society give a little grace here, even if you feel very strongly about the vaccines? We got to talk about this, because there are a lot of people who are losing their jobs right now, last week, this week, and I think it's going to get even worse as we go into September. There are some attorneys who are taking these cases, and I think it's important to talk to them about the way the law is today and the challenges they will offer. And Janine Yunes is litigation counsel for the New Civil Liberties Alliance. And Janine, I really appreciate you coming on this morning. You're representing a longtime law professor at George Mason University?
That's correct. I'm representing Professor Todd Zwicky, who's been at George Mason University for 25 years, and he's been a tenured professor of law for 20 years.
Okay, so this is not some crazy person. This is someone who's got a long track record. I saw his column or editorial op-ed that he wrote for the Wall Street Journal last week. I thought it was a pretty reasoned, thoughtful, compelling case that he made. Tell me about the reason that you've taken on this case and how you intend to fight his punishment.
Sure. So one of the things that makes Professor Zwicky's case interesting, distinct, and compelling is that we're not challenging the mandate at GMU in general. Mm-hmm. We're arguing that because he has natural immunity, it doesn't. The government has no compelling interest in essentially forcing him to get the vaccine. I should also say that GMU is a state school, so the case law is pretty clear that means it's subject to constitutional strictures, whereas private universities aren't. So that also allows us to bring a set of claims that we wouldn't be able to bring if this was a private university.
Important distinction. So he's already had COVID.
He has had COVID. And not only that, he gets his antibody levels measured regularly. So he's had numerous tests, the last of which shows very robust natural immunity, beyond any doubt.
Well, how did the school respond? Because I assume they sent him a note and said, you know, we need to see your vaccine card. And being an attorney himself, I'm sure he said, oh, let me explain to you what I'm doing and what I'm not doing.
The school came down with a policy. The students just have a mandate. They have to get it. Mm-hmm. Professors and staff, they didn't exactly say you have to get it, but unless you get a religious or medical exemption, which appear to be hard to get, you you can't, are subject to disciplinary action, including termination, unpaid leave, and you can't get merit-based pay increases if you don't upload proof of vaccination. So what happened in his case was actually NCLA, I should say, sent a letter on his behalf saying he should be exempt for this set of reasons, these legal reasons. And they responded and said they were not, that was not legitimate. They weren't recognizing that, our argument.
Why do you think they're taking such a hard line here? Is it because they want to keep it clean? You know, it's just black and white, and we don't want a lot of different variables to deal with
from a maintenance standpoint? Yes, I think that's what these mandates are. I think it's one of the reasons behind the mandates. It's just easier, you know, if everybody has a vaccine card. But, you know, medicine's not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be about personal, you know, an assessment of one's personal circumstances. That's really important in medicine. And this actually, Professor Zewicki's doctor, Hooman Norchasm, believes that there is substantial evidence that if you've had COVID, that the vaccine can actually harm you. And he wrote a declaration to that effect that this actually posed, not only was it medically unnecessary, but it poses a risk of harm to Professor Zewicki. And we feel very strongly that these blanket mandates violate medical ethics as well as various constitutional rights that people have.
And has there been more back and forth, or where does the case stand right now?
So we filed a lawsuit last week, and at this point we're sort of in, I'm not at liberty to talk about exactly what's going on.
But the school's responded to this, or I mean, they're aware that a case has been filed?
The school is aware, yes.
Yeah. In the meantime, is he still employed? I don't know if George Mason has gone back to school yet or not, but what's his plan for the fall?
He hasn't been terminated yet. Again, we're in some negotiations, so I can't speak about what's happening right now. I might be able to tell you in a week.
Gotcha. Is this the only case of its kind that you're aware of, or are there others percolating that are going to come to the surface here soon, you think?
As far as I know, Professor Zewicki is the only professor who's launched such a challenge so far, and he's the only one who's used natural immunity as the basis, as far as I know. Based on the emails, the number of emails I get every day, I'm suspecting there are going to be more of these cases.
Yeah. I don't know if you'll feel comfortable asking this question, but I've been posing it for several weeks now. I applaud you for taking the case and your organization, the New Civil Liberties Alliance, for daring to be involved in this. Did you all have to think very carefully about whether you wanted to get involved in a case like this? It seems like a really important one, and I'm surprised even the ACLU isn't engaged in it, because it seems like the kind of thing that in previous decades they would have said, you know what, we don't like our client, but we think he has a right to argue it, and we're going to do this.
Yeah, the ACLU has been a little bit derelict for the past 18 months. Personally, it's a very controversial subject, obviously. I was a public defender for a number of years, and I just joined NCLA in April, and one of the reasons was to fight some of the civil liberties violations that I saw going on around COVID. So this wasn't a hard call for me personally.
Separating ourselves from this particular case, what else would you identify? Because I have been shocked that there hasn't been a legal uprising in the country.
Yeah.
I think they're scared of COVID, and they don't want to look like they're putting people in jeopardy. And that has caused them to go silent. Lawyers and you know, people who are very litigious in other situations have just been like, I don't want to do it here.
Yeah. Well, one of the problems, I was wondering why there weren't more lawsuits, you know, especially related to lockdowns. Like, you know, I think there are pretty good arguments that if you have a business, the government can't just tell you suddenly you can't run your business, especially without, you know, in areas where there weren't necessarily a lot of COVID cases. And then as time went on and we're really seeing that these shutdowns aren't actually helping with COVID deaths, I think you have an argument that the government can't just do that. One of the problems was that, you know, the laws changed so quickly, it's really hard. You have to keep amending the lawsuit. So it's very hard to actually get into court. So that makes it very difficult. You know, when the governor is just every other week changing, what the capacity limit is, this. So that's one of the problems that was posed, and I think is one. And then the courts were just very deferential and I think completely derelicts in their obligation to protect civil liberties.
It was kind of surprising to me that they didn't, that they rolled over or just punted. Like, well, you know what? This is a crisis. We're scared to get involved in it, or we're going to defer to the executive. How often do you hear that happen? Most of the time, but I think the courts.
Yeah, and we have three branches of. We have three branches of government for a reason. The courts are supposed to protect our rights, and they completely failed, in my opinion. And that should really frighten everybody. You know, an emergency is the time that the courts should actually be careful and make sure individual rights aren't being trampled on. And then I think there was obviously, you know, New York, there was certainly an emergency in March and April of 2020. But whether there was any real emergency that justified the executive just being able to do whatever it wanted all around the country,
New York's midtown Manhattan with 9 million people and the virus spreading like crazy is different from Bristol, Virginia, with a couple of 100,000 people spread out over, 70 miles. And no one seemed to want to deal with that. And there was a surprising lack of challenge to that status. When you talk to other, and I've got to go in a second, but when you talk to other attorneys, do they kind of look down at the ground and say, yeah, you're right, but we just... The firm didn't want to get involved. It was too messy, or there was potential PR backlash. Or I don't know if you're a conservative or a liberal. Based on this conversation, I'm not sure where I'd peg you, but you seem dedicated to personal liberty, which is what I care about. Do you think these people look back on the last year and wish they had gotten into this fight?
I come from the liberal left. I would now call myself a libertarian because I'm so appalled by what civil liberties violations I saw the left accept. But leftist lawyers, for the most part, most people thought it was completely fine. I was shocked. And that's one reason I left the public defender world. I just.
Why do you think they thought it was okay? And I'm not being snarky here. Do you think they hated Donald Trump so much that because it was a Donald Trump type issue, they just couldn't do anything that might appear to side with him? Or am I projecting?
I think that's one of. I've been asked that question many times, and that is one of my theories that the left reviled Trump so much that at the beginning he sort of seemed to maybe not take the virus that seriously, or he went back and forth, and he didn't think lockdowns and mask mandates were a great idea. I think that was part of it. They're like, well, if Donald Trump says we shouldn't do lockdowns and mask mandates, we should,
right?
Obviously. And then they sort of dug their heels in. But that doesn't really explain, the world, Britain, these mandates and lockdowns came from a conservative leader, actually. And then in Sweden, my position is actually a leftist position, and it's the right that wants more more enforcement. So
That's interesting. It's
hard to explain what's going on all over the world, I would say.
Well, some people are sending me stuff from Paris saying that half the cafe owners in Paris are refusing to enforce the mandated vaccine checks. I mean, I think that jives with what I have been tracking for the last couple of days. I always kind of take things with a grain of salt unless I can research them myself. But something's going on here, and it's... It's breaking up some of the normal alliances, and it's interesting to observe.
Yeah, for sure.
Listen, Janine Yunes of the Litigation Council with the New Civil Liberties Alliance, may I applaud you for taking the case and living up to what I think are reasonable expectations in this country, and please come back if you can talk about the next phase of this case. I'd be interested in getting an update if you have some time.
Sure, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.